Your taxes hold the key.
Property tax for the 2015-2016 period is now due. Payments may be conveniently made using our online payment facility at jamaicatax.gov.jm. When paying online, make sure you have at hand the valuation number of the property. This can be found on a property tax assessment notice or a previous receipt. You will also need a valid credit card. Alternately, payments may be made at any of the 29 tax offices. Persons paying by check can also use the electronic drop boxes available in our major tax offices. So don't delay. Pay your property tax today. For further information, call our customer care center at 1-888-TAX-HELP or visit our website at jamaicatax.gov.jm. This has been your Tax Tip in 60 Seconds, brought to you by Tax Administration Jamaica.
In today's program, we highlight the role of the University Council of Jamaica in ensuring that institutions are accredited to provide tertiary education. This is Get the Facts. Stay with us. The University Council of Jamaica, the UCJ, is the body responsible for providing accreditation for degree, diploma, and certificate programs to approved tertiary institutions in Jamaica.
The UCJ, as the external quality assurance agency, accredits programs of study and institutions. Internationally, accreditation is the most widely used method of EQA. And of course, as was mentioned before, we know that accreditation brings recognition and acceptance both locally, regionally, and internationally.
Executive Director of the UCJ, Dr. Yvonette Marshall. The UCJ's mandate is to increase the availability of tertiary level training in Jamaica through a robust quality assurance system that ensures excellence, transparency, integrity, and adherence to standards. As at March 2015, the Council has accredited 207 programs in over 30 local universities, colleges, and institutions, as well as 26 programs delivered in Jamaica by overseas organizations.
We also accredit short courses, and to date, we have about 7 accredited short courses.
To be eligible for program accreditation, tertiary institutions must first register with the UCJ. The aim of registration is to ensure that an institution meets certain minimum operating standards required for the conduct of a tertiary institution in Jamaica.
The role of the UCJ in this changing environment is to work with institutions to ensure that quality remains the watchword in all education offerings at the tertiary level, regardless of the type of institution delivering the educational provision or the methodology being utilized in the delivery.
Dr. Marshall shares the importance of accreditation.
Accreditation is the status given to an institution or program. This includes short courses that has been found to meet or exceed established standards for educational quality. Accreditation states that a program of study or an institution is what it says it is, does what it says it does, meets required standards, and is worthy of public confidence.
Additionally, she says the UCJ's accreditation decisions are recognized and accepted internationally.
The University Council of Jamaica is known, recognized, and respected internationally, bringing recognition and acceptance to the registered or accredited institutions, to the institutions first, to the programs of study and qualifications earned at Jamaican tertiary institutions.
Executive Director of the UCJ, Dr. Yvonette Marshall. When deciding to pursue tertiary education, it's important to know if the selected institution is accredited by the University Council of Jamaica. For more information, visit their website at ucj.org.jm or call 929-7299. That's it for this edition of Get the Facts. Do join us again next time. I'm Prince Moore.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.